You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The
Score! This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
On the note of Big Bill being big, on the Packers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Wayne Larrabee said that Andrew Billings is as big as a house. And then, you know, later on in the second quarter, he got bigger in Wayne Larrabee's mind. He said he's bigger than a house. So in Wayne Larrabee's mind, Andrew Billings
he's
just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, my God. Well, and there was... He's an apartment complex, this guy. Touchdown, Packers.
Now if they could just take it and shove it up you know where.
Is that your Wayne Larrabee?
Kinda. You just growl. That's it.
More arrogance. By Matt Nagy.
Wait, if you did that at practice, do you think it would have an effect?
If I did it on the sidelines?
Look at Billings. He's got to be 2 tons.
He would run after you.
He would be kindly asked to leave, Mr. Mark Grody.
Oh, hey.
George. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
So when Wayne Larrabee's just had it and he's letting it rip, this is the alternate ego.
That's
Wayne
it.
Larrabee.
Right. Everything he says is just screamed with a growl.
He's down. Packers he can't call. Even get up because he's a house. Well, in my life, I've never seen somebody that big.
Layla Rahimi. Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score.
Would you like to tell us, Wayne Larrabee, what studios we're broadcasting from right now?
I don't have it in front of me, so I can't do
it.
Oh,
it's too Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Now do you know that? Would you
what
like
did you
to
think
try?
She was
Hyundai
asking
Score
for?
Studios.
You knew that.
Yeah, I guess I did. I just don't have the exact wording right in front of me at the moment. And I think that's enough Wayne for now.
Why?
Maybe Wayne will come back.
Are you scared of Wayne? If you're
later.
Scared, just
oh,
tell
I'm
me.
Not scared of Wayne. Like, I don't think I said anything out of pocket. He may not like it, but that's okay.
The alternate personality trait may be a little offensive.
Well, I guess. But that's all right. That's okay. He has disparaged the Bears and the he called Matt Nagy arrogant one time.
Was he wrong?
Was he not? Was he wrong?
More arrogant. Oh God, I said I wasn't going to do it again.
But was he wrong? Because if you look back at it, I kind of think he had a point at the time.
Because he was running trick plays?
No, it wasn't the trick plays. I think he ran trick plays because that was the only way he could get into the end zone at the time. The wheels started to fall off that offense, as you recall, in 2018.
Yeah,
in December.
I don't
in
know
December.
What the at the time. I don't know what the arrogant part was. Like, I think that Wayne Larrabee just resented the fact that Matt Nagy was a ballsy coach at the time. It did not work out for Matt Nagy, but it was a very successful season.
I mean, I just remember that in December, I sat here in this very Score studio and was talking to Lawrence about how I was concerned that they seemingly needed to have all these trick plays in order to get into the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, that became the theme and it became unsustainable, but I don't know that at that time. And by the way, Wayne, the Bears did clinch against his precious Packers at Soldier Field that year. That was absolutely delightful.
Well, that didn't happen this past time. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That is the voice of Mark Grody. Marshall Harris just sneezed, and I think I'm like right behind you. Every time I change rooms, I sneeze.
I sneezed three times, though. I got you with the trifecta.
You guys okay?
That's
you were
a biblical
sneezing.
Sneeze.
You're sneezing. Do I need to go to another studio?
I have
what?
A dust allergy, so anytime I move rooms, it's like, hey, you're going to sneeze about this.
So we're not dusting enough around here? Is
no,
that the
that's
problem?
Not it. Ray,
we
sensitive.
Got a duster. We got like a little feather duster here. Layla's getting dusted.
No.
I'll go get some more Bear Glove and a feather duster, Grody.
Bear Glove is the deodorant that Mark Grody wears because bears.
Every day I open up my cabinet and there's two bear claws staring right at me.
And because thanks to Tim in Oak Forest, you got another gift of Bear Glove deodorant.
Thank you again, Tim. I mean, really, it was the most practical thing I've received in the year 2025. Extra deodorant. Who doesn't need it?
Seriously?
You're always going to run out.
That was the best gift?
I would say so. No. I mean, I'm wearing one of the great gifts, actually, right now, my Illinois State hoodie. So I would consider that to have been a great gift. Thank you, Marshall. I'm not going to lie. That sick thermos you got me is a very great gift as well.
I didn't even realize you
had the hoodie
on.
You stole somebody's mug again yesterday.
What's that?
You stole somebody's mug again yesterday.
I know. I forgot.
Here's Mark Grody gesticulating wildly yesterday, shaking around a mug that had an L on it. And
yeah.
I'm like, there's no L in your
L
name.
L for Layla.
It's not
Lawrence.
Mine. It is not mine.
So you usually get mad because I was overwearing the ISU hoodie, as you correctly said. Yeah, I needed a new hoodie. It's very comfortable. It's a well-purchased.
I think you wore it like four times in 1 week, and I was like, hey, Mark,
yeah.
Hey, let's lay
he
off
likes
the hoodie.
It.
So I've been very tempted to wear it in the last 2 weeks, but I have not worn it in the last 2 weeks.
Let's set the max at once per week.
I can do once a week?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Think about the it's about the number of washes. You know,
yeah.
After a certain number of washes. And what I would recommend is that you do not put that in the dryer. Let that hang dry.
Okay.
Those are the two pieces of advice I'll give
dry
you.
Dry flat is also good.
Yeah. Just to keep from fading and shrinkage. Is that?
Yep, the fade
is the real thing. Okay.
And the wear and tear.
I am laughing to myself because we wanted to talk about the Bears needing to start the games better. And we have started this show leisurely, just like the Bears. I present to you some stats.
There we go.
Ben Johnson
Let's
brought it up yesterday.
Get sportsy, Layla. Let's go. Let's start the show.
Can't have too much fun.
Raheemy Harris and Grody on the score. Here's Layla Raheemy.
On the score!
The score!
Okay, so let's remember that time I was like, hey, I think that a sign of success for the Bears under new head coach Ben Johnson, and this is going back to September when it wasn't 4 degrees outside forever. I was like, hey, you know what would be a really good sign that you guys are on board with this and that you are producing at a good clip and that the offense is functioning better is when you score a touchdown on your opening drive. That was something that I think was a hallmark of what the Detroit offense, when it's working well, does. I feel like that's definitely an indication of how Ben Johnson wants to come out as an offensive play caller. Money in the bank when you get that first seven once you get the ball. Here's what's happened in the last 6 games. 3-and-out against Green Bay to open the game on the opening drive. Turned it over on downs in Philly to start the game. Punted in Pittsburgh. Ended their drive with a punt against the Minnesota Vikings. Turned it over on downs against the Giants. You have to go back to the Cincinnati game and that Swiss cheese defense.
Swiss hole.
That's not a thing. So the Swiss cheese defense of the Cincinnati Bengals, who are still, by the way, mad about Titans producing against them. Sorry about that. But you have to go back to that game where they scored a touchdown.
Right. It's been a while.
That's
since
5 games that they haven't done anything on their opening drive.
And you know what? I would implore anyone, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I will look them up before the show is over, what Caleb Williams' total passing is on those drives of the last 6 games. I can tell you this. It ain't good. It ain't good. I think Caleb Williams has been given a degree of layups. It's not quite layup line-esque, but he's given plays to get himself in rhythm early on in games, and he's simply missing a lot of the times on the first couple of drives. The dialed-in Caleb Williams that we saw making outstanding and extraordinary plays late in games in the second half, but more so in the fourth quarter of games, that guy just has not been there on first drives, first couple of drives, first quarters, let's be honest, for over half the season now. It just hasn't been there. That has to improve with this level of competition. You can't always be playing from behind and playing catch up.
I do wonder what's going on, because to your point about Caleb Williams, he was 0 for his first 5, and it is a pattern, even going back to last year. And he was good earlier this year. I know Layla just rattled off a lot of the bad starts, but it seemed like...
And then
like,
I made up a term.
Yes, you did. And that's sorry. What she said.
Somebody had man. To do it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about like getting...
I thought about
I tried
it.
To avoid... I was being really good over here, and then you had to bring it up again, Layla.
Well, because I like making fun of myself when something happens. Like, it's... Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, I was trying hard to just let it go.
Yeah, that's
Swiss
what she said.
It was never going to be let go. You know that. You're looking at me. You're trying to bait me. No, Mark. You take that one. I'm not. You were like, Marshall, say it.
But also, why do I think it's like a hot chocolate that disappoints you? It's like
Swiss hot chocolate with that little lady in the blue dress.
Swiss Miss.
Right, but instead.
Oh, yeah, that's Swiss Miss.
Instead, you're like excited to get hot chocolate, but it's just an empty packet.
Oh, man. Is that her name? Is she Swiss Miss?
It's Swiss Miss Hot Chocolate.
I never really thought of it that way. But I know it's Swiss Miss, but is the lady on the package, is she Swiss Miss? Is she Miss Swiss?
She's the Swiss representation
Miss. She's Swiss
of
Miss?
The brand.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just wondering.
But it's called Swiss Miss Chocolate. What do you think her name really was?
I don't know. I never put 2 and 2 together on that one.
I'm just going to keep doing some research here.
But anyway, yes, Kate, I wonder what's going on. Because honestly, watching the game in real time the other day, sitting on my couch, watching the game, and watching how Caleb came out, sailing a couple of balls on the first drive, the one to Burden, and then I guess he was targeting DJ Moore on the one that he sailed down the middle. And I couldn't, but, and I guess I was in the, my adrenaline was up, my nerves were sort of there. I had a, like, I can't lose the Bears-Packers feeling I get whenever the Bears play the Packers, and I think Bears fans listening know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like part hope, it's part anxiety. There's a lot of adrenaline going. It's a lot of puffing your chest out and thinking that this is the day that the Bears are going to be better. So I was feeling all that. And then I see Caleb go out there, and I feel like there is an adrenaline issue going on with Caleb Williams. As much as he insists that he is calm and he doesn't feel nerves or any of that stuff, because it is simple stuff a lot of times that he's being asked to do early, the simple plays, which just aren't there early. Or is he just one of these guys who's got to work up a lather? He's got to start sweating a little bit before he can get good. I don't know what it is, but there's something there that prohibits Caleb from just coming out and being the Caleb that throws the elite pass to Cole Kmet, that throws the crazy 28-yarder to Burden, that makes the Devin Duvernay play down the sideline. Like, it's all there. Like, I just wish there was a little bit more early on for Caleb.
We got some breaking news.
Show me what you got.
I like breaking news.
It's going to be disappointing.
Oh.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Remember that time the Pirates offered Kyle Schwarber something?
Good
yes.
God.
Yeah, that was just a joke, apparently. The Slugger, Kyle Schwarber, and the Philadelphia Phillies, this according to Jeff Passan, are finalizing a 5-year, $150 million contract. Sources tell ESPN. The National League MVP runner-up, one of the best home run hitters and clubhouse leaders in baseball. Wouldn't you like to have him? He's returning to Philadelphia.
I'm okay with that.
And
I'm all right with that.
And so ends Kyle Schwarber's free agent period.
Yeah, like, I'm not mad. I'm not mad the Cubs did. Like, if it had dragged on and Kyle had been free over the next couple of weeks and the Cubs weren't hearing the Cubs offering numbers, but the idea of him going back to Philly makes sense. He's had a hell of a ride there. Why wouldn't he go back to Philly?
Do you think the Cubs would even be willing to pay him more than $30 million a year over 5 years?
No.
It's a below $200 million contract, so theoretically, yes.
They've they've told us that they're basically not going to do anything like
their
that.
Their offense is really good. They were fifth in the baseball in total runs last year.
Yeah,
totality of it.
Don't worry about the splits. Don't worry about the first half, second half splits.
And the fact that Kyle Tucker is not going to be a Cub.
That's an interesting question. Like for the Cubs to identify, are the Cubs more what they were in the second half of the season with the bats, or are they more? And you could even put it at one person, PCA.
Yeah, well, the league adjusted to him.
Well, right, but what is? I still don't know what PCA is. Do you?
I know he's a guy who swings at too many sliders that are low.
Right. I have an answer to your question.
Yeah, please.
The Cubs are definitely more what they were in the second half of the season than the first half of the season, which was only strengthened in that idea by what happened in the playoffs with their offense.
So PCA is not MVP candidate caliber.
Not yet. I mean, he's got to adjust to the adjustment the league.
But he was an MVP in the first the first 70 games of the season?
I don't know that he was an MVP. I think he was on elite level. He was all-star level.
Top five?
He's all-star level. He's one of the best three outfielders in baseball.
What he was doing
in the National League.
Seiya Suzuki ain't what he was in the first half of the season last year because he was great. He was great.
Played better with the offensive protection from Kyle Tucker in the lineup.
Yeah, Bush? What's Bush?
No, I think Bush is the most known commodity that you have offensively as far as power goes.
You trust that he's
Nico
a 30
Warner
home run
is probably
guy?
The most consistently thing that you can depend on day one.
Yeah.
But as far as power goes, like somebody who has some bop, Michael Bush and his approach to the plate and the fact that they actually let him hit lefties.
But you don't
in the back
trust Seiya or PCA to be that guy.
I think their second half is probably more indicative of what their performance might be in the first half of next year now that adjustments have been made. And now that Kyle Tucker's longer in that lineup.
I'll be honest, I can't call it on PCA. I just can't. Like, I mean, I want to believe that what he did in the first half is the realness and that he's actually a power hitter, but
what did you see after the All-Star break to lead you to believe that
Here's
it was terrible.
Issue.
I'm just saying, like, that means I don't know what PCA is. Does anybody know what PCA is?
Here's my issue is the Cubs have made the call. The Cubs are telling you that they're fine with the offense that they've got on the field. They didn't even offer Kyle Schwarber. They weren't even one of the teams that was named in the mix. So I think the Cubs are telling you that they've made the call on Pete Crow Armstrong.
The real question is, did they offer Kyle Tucker? That's the real question.
And that's an answer I don't know that we're going to get. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. In the spirit of the Bears, we will do better on our second try. I think we need to continue the discussion about this because if you look at the amount of plays, it stands to reason that there is a concern here when it comes to being able to start games better, and especially in light of that Green Bay game, what that looks like and how it's affected the team negatively. If they even score on their first drive, we're probably talking about a different result based on the rest of the game. This is 670 The Score. We are Raheemy Harrison Grody. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You heard that breaking news. It's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. You can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. They are having a lot of fun with my misspeak, as you should, Twitch mob. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis are manning our video. They also manage our social media as well. And you can call us and text us, 312-644-6767. That is the way a lot of people are getting a hold of us right now. Please have fun with the jokes we have on this show. And we'll have fun with sports coming up next. Let's talk some more about just the idea of the Bears needing to start better and how that's affected them, especially in this last game against Green Bay, and what's ahead of them coming up against Cleveland. That's all next.
Swiss.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh.
Listen to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
And it all comes down to this fourth and one. The fake. Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
That was Kevin Burkhardt on Fox Sports. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. And kind of like what the Bears have done in their last several games, we didn't start right out of the gates. We had to get the Wade Larrivee out of the way. We find out Kyle Schwarber signing with the Phillies again. So, all of that said, it's true. The Bears have not started well in their last several games. Now, it was an 11-play drive against Philly that was turned over on downs. That was an overturn call. But they go 3-and-out against Green Bay, as we saw to begin that game. The first half numbers were bad. They only had 71 yards total as a team at the half. That's terrible. 3-and-out, downs against Pittsburgh, 3 plays, punt. Against Minnesota, 3 plays to start the game, punt. Against the Giants, turnover on downs, that was 6 plays. You have to go back to Cincinnati in order to get to that touchdown on the first drive of a game, which they absolutely needed in order to beat the Bengals, if you'll recall. That was a shootout. So it's something that I think Mark appropriately kind of got your attention. You talked about Caleb Williams's calm attitude, and we see that calm presence at the podium. In times like this, I do wonder how that translates to games. How much do you have to fire yourself up, or do you have to do something different to go out there and be more methodical? Like, is it an urgency issue? Does it translate that way?
Maybe he needs to do some sprints right before he goes out there just to get lathered up and feel like he's more in the flow, because he just doesn't look right early on. Like somebody, like to the point where, and I don't believe this to be true, but I've seen it, and you guys probably have too, people using the word, he's got like the yips when it comes to those simple, rudimentary throws. A lot of what Ben Johnson is game planning early on, I don't think it is that, but it's gotten to the point, it feels like, going back to last year and a lot of this year, as you pointed out at the beginning, there's just something not right early on. And I'm just guessing right now, and we've asked him about this before, and he's not really given, only Caleb probably knows at this point what is going on early and why he comes to life and the urgency is real in the third and fourth quarters.
I think one of the things that we have to admit and acknowledge is that things just aren't as good when he is straight up on time, on schedule, in the pocket, as opposed to when he is in a moving pocket, off platform when he's doing his own thing. He's just more comfortable doing his own thing. It's a realization that I had to come to terms with watching that game on Sunday and understanding when he was making the ridiculous, outstanding, extraordinary throws. It wasn't him in the pocket doing that. It was him out here rolling to his right. It's him even going back to the Cole Kmet touchdown against Philadelphia. That's him rolling to his left, a throw that a lot of quarterbacks can't make.
Yeah.
Flipping his hips, yes, and then hitting Cole Kmet in stride for the back-breaking touchdown. I want to go over these stats with you because you talked about the last six games. Okay, this is every first drive for Caleb Williams when the Bears have the ball going started. We'll start with the Cincinnati game and go forward to present day.
So we're starting on November 2nd.
So against the Bengals, he was 3 for 5 on that drive. It ended in a touchdown, but when did they not score a touchdown against the Bengals in that game? And a game that like was ridiculous from start to finish. Against the Giants, he was 3 for 5. Remember, they got off to a better start, and then Jackson Dart leads the Giants back. And then against the Vikings, 0 for 2. Against the Steelers, 0 for 1. Against the Eagles, 3 for 5. He actually did look good on that first drive, or better, I guess. And then Kyle Manungai's first down run on 4th and 1. They thought they got it. It got overturned off after a challenge. And then, of course, against the Packers, 0 for 2. Here's the startling part. He's 45% on first drives, 9 of 20 over the last six games. That's not good. That's not passable. That's bad. It is a failing grade, and by a large margin, it is very far from 70%. But on the first quarter in each of those six games, if you add it up, he's 18 for 42, 43%.
Okay, but just let's go back to the, yeah, when we go back to the individual drives themselves, not even the first quarter, the individual drives.
No, I'm saying usually in every game where it's first quarter stats, it's all of them are two except for one against the Giants where they had three drives. So it's just the first drive and the second drive when we talk about first quarter. That's why I went ahead and zoomed out a little bit. 45% on first drives, 9 for 20. 43% on first quarter, which was 18 for 42.
So 9 for 20 on first drives.
Yes, over the last six games. Now, I will say this. In the Cincinnati game, he had the touchdown on the first drive. That's the only one. And then he also had another touchdown on the first play of the second quarter in that game. So that's extrapolated out a little bit. So, like, they were driving on in the Cincinnati game, and he had Alameda Zacchaeus catches a touchdown pass on the first play of the second quarter. So that's not like a failed drive, right?
Yeah.
But the other, like, the more recent stuff outside of that Philadelphia game, it's been just flat out bad. Bad against the Vikings and the Steelers when you don't complete a pass on your first drive. That's bad.
I use the term procrastination offense.
So good.
It's an appropriate term.
And it's not necessarily bad in defense of a procrastinator being Layla, but I do think that you see it come back to bite you in these games. Like, and we've seen that. They ran out of time to do what they wanted to do in this game. And it's because they started so poorly. I said this before, and I said this to you. The Bulls had a stretch where they kept getting down by 20, and they would come back. But you can only do that so many times against so many different opponents. You can't do it against the upper echelons of your league.
Well,
and unfortunately, it happened in this game.
Yeah, and while, look, we did our blame pie yesterday. You guys know where I'm coming from. It was the explosive plays that killed the Bears in that game. 60% of my blame went to the defense. It wasn't a Caleb blew the game, even despite the play at the end. But you saw, like, this is a great example of you're not going to get away with these poor starts or the procrastinated offense against, and this is what we worried about. Like, you're not, like, you can get away with that kind of stuff.
Against Cleveland.
Against Cleveland, against Vegas, against some of the lesser teams that the Bears have beaten this year, against a legit good team like Green Bay. That will be part of the formula as to why you lost the game, of the myriad things we could look at and say that could have been better for the Bears where they might have beaten Green Bay the other day.
So our friend Herb Howard was on it. He talked to Ben Johnson yesterday in his Zoom availability. Let's listen to the discussion that was, I think, started around halftime adjustments or what we thought we saw, and then went into this part of it.
What, if any, adjustments did you make offensively from the first half to the second half when you were able to really get going in the second half, but obviously not able to get going in the first?
Did I make?
Yes, sir.
Not one.
Okay.
I stuck to the game plan.
And we ended up doing a better job executing, and guys played hard, and we made some plays.
To that point, is this a game you can look at as you go down the stretch here and you're playing other teams that have legitimate aspirations of playing the last game of the season to say, we got to find a way to start faster? It's cool that you can come back. You've shown that time and time again all season, but is there an emphasis on how you have to start faster, especially with the games down the stretch?
When you play good teams on the road, every little thing matters. All the details matter. You know, we start off on offense with two penalties in the first two drives, and we don't overcome them. And so every little thing matters. And, you know, we just didn't start well enough. I think to your point, you got to play and you got to utilize all 60 minutes of your brand of football. And we dug ourselves into a hole, and it certainly wasn't where we want to start that game.
Was it a Swiss hole that they dug themselves into?
Well, I'm glad that
Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Ben Johnson
combined them all.
Pointed out the penalties thing, because the two penalties. You know how many penalties the Bears had on Sunday? They had
four penalties for
17 yards, and two of them came on. Now, you just heard Ben Johnson talk. Why would you say
zero or four?
Darnell Wright, that penalty, like, I'm not excusing him. He had the penalty that made it 3rd and 15 on the first drive. So, yes, he needs to go into the concoction.
So the point Ben Johnson's making there is we've gotten way better at penalties, because there's only four penalties for 17 yards, but two of them come on the first two drives, and that's what set them back and set the offense back.
No doubt. And he just said it. He threw the road factor in. You can't get away with that stuff against good teams on the road.
In Santa Clara?
Isn't it beautiful that Ben, like, throughout the season, he knows these things. He admits these things. He doesn't dodge these things. And this is what he is telling his team
and
right
that's,
now.
And that's why I got so frustrated, because he wasn't giving away any secrets when he said, we're winning in spite of our passing game, not because of it. Did the first half not reiterate exactly what he told us? And then he's getting dragged by, I don't know, the seven people who get offended by everything on the internet. And it's like, no, if he wants to say that, he's allowed. The quarterback is also responsible. You know who knows that? Caleb Williams. He knows that he's responsible for that. He's an adult. He's acted like an adult in every way. So I don't think that he's going to try to get out of any responsibility.
Well, yeah.
And I feel like if you ask Caleb Williams about the first half, he'll say the same thing. What I worry about is the concept of, oh, we've got this. With the NFL, we'll make sure you don't always got this.
Yeah, 0 for 5 on his first five attempts is one thing. But when you look at the halftime, it's just galling, really. 6 of 14. So after the 0-5 start, he was 6 of 9. But if you're 6 of 9 for only 32 yards, that goes kind of back to the accuracy within the accuracy in terms of ball placement and allowing you to have a free runner. That's one thing Jordan Love, literally, he was excellent at, is giving his guys the ball in a position where they could go make something happen.
Especially,
see Christian Watson.
Oh, yes, the slant.
See Christian Watson on the slant.
I agree with 630 about Caleb Williams on our text line conscientiously not taking any risks. He's risk averse. Typically, that's a good thing. Except your offensive coordinator and your head coach want you to do a little bit more.
Flinging it down the middle wasn't
also
a risk.
Can I push back on 219? Sounds like Marshall's describing Justin Fields. We could have just kept him for this. Justin Fields can't make the throws that Caleb Williams made to get them back tied in this game.
In this segment, we have now had somebody say that they should have kept Justin Fields, and somebody else said, how long until somebody suggests using Bajan as an opener? So we have hit the bingo card, everybody. We got everybody in.
Also, I have no problem with him throwing the football away on certain rollouts where he doesn't have the guy. Because 630 says, that's not it, Marshall. It's because he's conscientiously not taking any risks. If you notice, on any throw he misses, he purposely misses away from the defender, and that is also why he doesn't want to take deep shots even when he has time in the pocket. I think he is smartly taking care of the football, of course, leading up to that last play of the game.
Our segment on Raheem Harris and Grody is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And if you would like to complain about football to me in person, you can. We actually had a really good crowd the last time we did this in Oak Forest, so we'll do it again. Come out to Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norridge this Thursday from 5:30 to 7. I will be there, and you can register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Noah Sewell at Moretti's in Edison Park this time on December 16th. It is all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. It's a really fun event. Football After Dark went so well with Nashawn Wright. We really enjoyed the conversation. I can't wait to talk to Noah Sewell. Apparently his brother doesn't like eggnog, so I got to ask him about that now too. But it was really fun to talk to everybody and just hang and chat over at the last time we did this with Remy Martin. So Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norridge is where it's at this time. We were at Captain Jack's last time.
Hey, Layla, it's that time of the program where someone brings up the B word or the TB acronym. I'm not talking about Tom Brady. 708, if Craig Counsell was the head coach, he'd have an opener. A completely different texter, 847, says, how long until somebody suggests using Bajent as an opener?
Yes. Yeah, I read that. That's when I said we hit the bingo card. I just read that out loud.
That would be advanced football if they started using an opener for the opening series in football in general. My God.
773, thank you. I'm going to tell him to shut his whistle.
I can't do it.
Okay, Ben Johnson also touched on something that, as reporters, all of our ears perked. It was the way he talks about Kyler Gordon, which doesn't sound great. So we're going to discuss that next, along with how much money is not making money for the Bears right now on defense. That's on 670 The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we talked about the idea of starting faster for the Bears and what that means, because they haven't really done it as much as they would have liked in their last five games. Now we shift the focus a little bit, because when Ben Johnson spoke yesterday, always a must listen to hear him on a Monday or a day after a game, he talked about the setback that the defense has faced. And it's happened multiple times where, say, somebody thought they were ready to come back, like a TJ Edwards. Unfortunately, they end up going back out. Same thing happened with Jalen Johnson. And perhaps the same thing happened with Kyler Gordon, who got injured in his pregame warm-ups on Sunday. Ben Johnson was asked about his patient level regarding Kyler Gordon.
Where does your patience level rest when you have a player that's in and out and in and out as frequently as he's been since you got here?
Well, it's disappointing. You know, I wish I had a better feel for the individual, but with him being out as much as he has, I haven't really get to see him on the field and competing and get to know him like I'd like to at this point yet. And so I do know that the biggest predictor of a soft tissue injury is having a previous one. And he's kind of in this rut right now that we're not able to get out of. And so we're going to exhaust all of our resources in and outside of the building to make sure that we're addressing it and doing what we can to get him back and healthy again.
That, and when you add it to what Ben Johnson has said about Kyler Gordon previously, when he was asked about Kyler Gordon, he said, well, it feels like I don't know him. It was something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing. That does not give me an indication that this individual is on perhaps the best footing right now with the team.
This whole season has been about getting a guy from point A to point B as far as development goes and working with a new offense and a new defense. We have come a long way since Dennis Allen name-dropped Kyler Gordon at his introductory press conference. The problem is you're going the wrong way when you talk about Kyler Gordon and what Dennis Allen had in his mind and his plans and his vision for how he would use this X factor on his defense, to now not having him available, thinking you were finally going to have him in a big game against the Packers, and then he gets scratched in pregame warmups. And this is my realization. Kyler Gordon's not playing again this season. I think we can all comfortably come to that conclusion based on the fact that there's only a month left. He's had several injuries. And the biggest thing that Ben Johnson said yesterday was the biggest predictor of a soft tissue injury is having a previous one. And guess what? He's in a spin cycle right now of soft tissue injuries.
Well, and I'll say this. I don't know that the team has a problem with him or there's an issue with the team. What there is right now is just disappointment. And from what I've learned from covering football, covering the Bears on a daily basis for 8 years, head coaches are all very similar in this way, not just the way the tone that you were from Ben Johnson. If you're an injured player, you can't help us. You're out of sight, out of mind. Come talk to me when you're healthy. Let's get to know each other when you're healthy and you are making plays on the field. A lot of coaches in the NFL are like that. I think Bill Parcells was kind of the first to make those type of thoughts public. Like, you can't do anything for me. So I think that that's what's going on. And I do understand the mutual disappointment that is going on right now. The Bears just paid this man. Kyler Gordon, I can tell you from the many times that I've talked to him in the locker room, is down in the dumps about this. So it's just a bad situation. One other thing I'll add is Jalen Johnson, who also just got paid, and he's having kind of a lost season himself. But he did bring that up. He when we talked to him at the beginning of the season, he did make a point of saying, the Bears can't be happy about this. And I'm paraphrasing. They just paid me. And this is going down. So I will say that in Jalen Johnson's case, he is very conscious of the fact that he is expected to do something. Kyler Gordon has been injured too much in his career.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because that is part of this, is that there's a lot of discussion around Jalen Johnson joking with Seth Rollins in the offseason about needing to sign a new contract after all these other corners got paid. And that's the exact opposite. You know, what you just said is the exact opposite. They know when they're paid a lot of money, they know they've got to produce.
Right.
And that is something that I've heard many players talk about. Jalen Johnson, at least, is in the second year of that extension. You know, we saw what he did last season. That money was earned and well spent. And he has more of a resume than Kyler Gordon did, to the point where Jalen Johnson got extended. Kyler Gordon signed a 3-year, $40 million extension. So this is the first year of that extension. You got two more after this. When you start to add it up, it's a lot of money on the field that isn't on the field when you consider that Jalen Johnson was injured for so long. When you consider Kyler Gordon, TJ Edwards had issues with injury following an extension. I'm not regretting the TJ Edwards extension, by the way. Then there's also Dio Odengbo.
And when you said
and Dio, that's the most speculative money of them all. Everybody who talks about trying to upgrade on the defensive line, They can't. They have financially put themselves in a position where they can't spend any money on the D-line. What you're looking at is what it is.
And you can argue with Dio Odengbo, even if he was healthy, the questions, as you said, speculative, would still be there of, was this money worth it for Dio Odengbo when he's out there healthy? Him not even being out there, that's a whole different can of worms, if you will.
What I wonder about, though, is if Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon have both put more pressure on themselves to get back faster.
Sure.
Because the secondary is doing so well.
Of course. Well, no, I think because the team is doing well, they want to get back out there. So I would say yes. And I like it. I like that they've put a, that they're trying this. You know what I mean? Like they're giving it a shot.
But that's where
they probably would not have
if the Bears. That's where the medical staff has to impart.
Well, I have to believe that the Bears medical staff is not letting these, like, they're, well, we'll see what happens. I doubt that that's what's going on. I am not going to go to the place of blaming the Bears medical staff.
No. I think you can be structurally sound in terms of you are healed, but the way you work your way back from an injury has a lot to do with whether or not you re-injure yourself.
Well, yeah, and that risk exists, and I agree. They probably have pushed it. I like that they've tried it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a problem with that they're pushing it and giving it a shot in this winning season, that the doctors might be giving them the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, give it a try. What's the problem? What's the harm?
Well, here's the harm.
Jalen Johnson looked a step slow in Green Bay, but maybe that's because he's relearning the offense.
But wouldn't and you rather two, have taken that chance?
Number two is that Kyler Gordon was injured in pregame warmups. And whether or not they want to admit it, that was a game plan that included Kyler Gordon for Sunday.
Sure.
You know what I would rather do? Spend 5 days game planning knowing I'm not going to have him because he's not okay.
Which they have done most of the season successfully. I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson did not have a good game on that day. But I don't, like, even, you're right, Jalen Johnson might have on the overall, and I think this is what you're indicating, that he might have hurt the team, that he might have hurt the team. I don't regret it, though, is what I'm saying. Is like, of course, I want to give it a try, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and we'll see you next season. But in a season in which the Bears are expected now to be a playoff team, I do want my star defensive secondary members giving it a shot.
I just don't think it's quite that binary, because I think if you hold him out another week, maybe for the second Green Bay game, and he's ready for then,
they probably already did that. They probably waited until this point when there were games along the way. They were like, well, maybe this game, maybe this.
Games of serious consequence.
Yeah, I think not even that. I think that they did their due diligence. They waited as long as they could, and they're like, we're either going to try this or we're not going to try this, and maybe it's a fail. Maybe we won't see Jalen Johnson or Kyler Gordon the rest of the year. I don't regret it, though.
Hindsight's 20/20, but if the difference was waiting a week or two to have a fully healthy Kyler Gordon, it wasn't bad as it was. I was willing to wait.
But then you're saying that you don't believe that the doctors were true and that they messed up.
No, okay. I think when you've been injured, you get asked, how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And they go off of that a lot because there's stuff that you just can't pick up through a machine.
Sure. But maybe so a little, like, pain, if but structurally, they're not going to let them go out there if they feel like
I didn't want them out there in pain. Like, if you're taking the time to get surgery and you're coming back from that, I want you to be fully healthy. And I understand what you're saying about try, don't try.
Yeah.
But what I would argue is you still had time. You still had time to let it fully be, we are 100%.
Did you? Why,
yes.
What time did you have?
You had two or three weeks.
We're in the urgent part of the season. This is the most critical part of the year.
They've been working with these defensive backs that they've already been getting the job done. Bring them back fully healthy or don't bring them back at all. I think that's when you try, is when you are fully healthy, when you are good to go.
We have more coming up here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We'll bring in Patrick Manley next, the longest tenured Bear. Ask him about what he thinks about the game against Green Bay and how they're moving forward to Cleveland. So we'll do all of that next here on the show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.